Thank you.
If that's enough parking space.
Thank you, sir.
Next item is Long Neck McDonald's preliminary commercial site plan on Route 24.
This is a commercial site plan for a fast food restaurant containing 1,525 square feet of patron area located on 1.23 acres. Site is in C1. Ingress and egress to the site is off of Bayshore Boulevard, which is off of Route 24 and also off of Long Neck Road. Cross-access easements are provided from the adjoining parcels. LDOT's approved the entrance and the cross-access easements. If you recall, this is part of the Bayshore Plaza. This is the property to the north of the previous ones that you've approved. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 37 parking spaces are required, 48 are provided. There are 17 spaces that's located within the 60-foot front yard setback. They would need a waiver. As you recall, the adjoining parcels that you recently approved within the last couple months also have the parking in the front yard setback. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Tidewater Utilities will provide central water. There aren't any wetlands on the site. It's not located in a flood zone. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. And I will add that we've received 3 letters from residents of the Bayshore subdivision objecting to the project, vehicles going through their project, but their final record plan of Bayshore subdivision and the multifamily shows the interconnection roads provided.
Okay, Mr. Robertson, the objections that were voiced in the letters, is there any legal basis to them, or is it simply that they just don't like it?
I would say that, to answer the question, I guess more broadly, there are cross-access easement, and DelDOT's reviewed them in the entrance off Bayshore, which is part of an approved site plan. So for that reason, it's there, and this is a use that's allowed, and there's not much that we can do because it's all legal. It's been reviewed and signed off on by DelDOT.
The applicant
prior set site plan.
Doesn't the applicant have the right to rely on whatever's been approved previously? I mean,
yes.
I mean, I empathize with the folks, and but it's very difficult. It would be very difficult for us to. You may wish to reject it on some other basis, but on that basis, I think we would be hard pressed to make a case simply because the right for them to use it exists and they're availing themselves to it.
Has DelDOT required any traffic calming measures or design changes that would
apparently not traffic? Not shown.
Their approval letters don't
approval
say
letters anything. Yeah, doesn't say anything. So
and what is the preliminary also? I mean, it would have to go. We had to get DelDOT final approval
right.
To use it. So.
That's true.
They could. Anytime you amend a site, you have to get another approval.
And as far as the parking and the setback goes, you know, if we've allowed the adjacent people to do it, we'd be hard pressed to not allow it here.
And basically, it's in a part of the same project.
So I mean, it's the same. Yeah. So
Bayshore Plaza, right?
I don't see any particular issues.
Is the setbacks? Are they? Is the parking with the same amount of setback from 24 as the other projects?
It lines up with the.
It does line up. Mr. Chairman, concerning Long Neck McDonald's preliminary commercial site plan on Route 24, I move that we grant approval and that the final approval is subject to the staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Long Neck McDonald's preliminary commercial site plan on Route 24 as a preliminary, with the final approval being done by the staff over the counter after all the other permits are received. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.